Now, a look at the latest local news on WIBD. Washington County authorities are continuing their investigation into what caused a weed-cutting machine to capsize yesterday on Wallace Lake, trapping the operator under the water. At just after noon yesterday, a resident of the 7100 block of South Wallace Lake Drive reported a weed-cutting machine that had been operated by an elderly man had capsized, and the caller could not see the man. Deputies were dispatched and the dive team paged. The first deputy on the scene noted the capsized machine was almost 50 yards offshore. The deputy joined a couple of area residents who were in the water making their way to the machine. The deputy was able to locate the man underwater but was unable to free the victim or find any signs of life. Water depth at that spot was about 4 feet. Members of the dive team, West Bend and Newburgh Fire Departments, worked together to free the victim at just before 2 o'clock. He was pronounced dead at the scene. The victim has been identified as an 81-year-old Town of Trenton man who had been removing weeds from Wallace Lake. His name has not been released. The current Secretary of Education for South Dakota is getting ready for his new role as the West Bend Public Schools Superintendent. In a community conversation, Don Kierkegaard talked about the appeal of the new position.
West Bend is a school district that, at least from what my investigation has looked into, is a great school district, a lot of opportunity, a lot of potential. My wife and I are both anxious to move to the community and make it home, and so there were just a lot of things that were interesting to me, intriguing to me, and I'm ready for a new venture in my career, and West Bend is a great opportunity, and will be a steep learning curve, but I'm excited and ready for the challenge.
Kierkegaard officially begins the job in West Bend on July 9th. His appointment in South Dakota was set to expire when the current governor's term ends. We've posted the complete community conversation as a podcast at WIBDWestBend.com.